Israel's Prime Minister has called a decision by the International Criminal Court to issue an arrest warrant against him for alleged war crimes and anti-Semitic act. The court said there are reasonable grounds to believe Benjamin Netanyahu, along with former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, bear criminal responsibility for intentionally directing attacks against the civilian population in Gaza. Israel has rejected the jurisdiction of the Hague-based court and denies war crimes in Gaza, with Mr. Netanyahu declaring a black day in the history of nations.
This is an anti-Semitic act that has one goal, to deter me, to deter us from exercising our natural right to defend ourselves against our enemies who rise up against us to destroy us. Accusing the State of Israel of genocide while we are working to defend ourselves from an enemy who is trying to commit genocide against us.
The ICC does not have its own police force to carry out arrests, instead relying on its 124 member states. A third arrest warrant has been issued for Hamas leader Mohammed Deif, but there are unconfirmed reports he may have been killed by Israel. Meanwhile, the Palestinian ambassador to the Netherlands, Amar Hijazi, has praised the Netanyahu decision by the ICC.
We believe that it is a proof that justice and the long arm of justice will reach anyone who violates the norms that humanity decided that cannot be violated, especially the most egregious atrocities like war crimes and crimes against humanity. It is certainly an important day also for humanity as a whole, because never again today is being effectuated and being implemented and upheld by the pretrial chamber.